Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Astromind 2012. I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there, and looking forward to another great night. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk about a little bit of what's been going on with the economy. Did you want to share with that what's been going on?
Well, from looking at the internet and what's going around the world, I think this thing that's happening over there and these other countries, like Israel, and Iran, I think I just want to, share this with, all our listeners out there that I think we're getting ready, for them to kick this war off, that they've been talking about for a long time. And I think once that happens, that it's going to cause a chain reaction. By that is, it's not only going to affect those countries, but it's going to affect the United States also. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, my feelings on that, Roy, is everyone needs to be more prepared by getting, like you said, water in your homes. Start doing storages. Start learning how to use power without electricity. Just a lot of survival tactics. I think it's about time of that time now, because we're getting really close for something tragic to happen. I know this, we've been having a lot of prophecies and dreams about things that have been coming up. It's never to be safe than sorry, Roy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, even if this didn't, come to be, at least, people would have their stories built up for another time. But I think the main thing is to be prepared. If you look on the news as to what happened to the people in New York City, a lot of them, weren't prepared. They only had enough food just for a couple or maybe 2 or 3 days. And then people tried to go to stores. They weren't able to get nothing because, it just wasn't there. There was way too many people buying up everything. That's why it's time now for everybody to start focusing on getting things prepared. And I think, the main thing is not to be caught unprepared. And I think that's the main message, for tonight, is not to be caught unprepared. If not, then, a lot of sorrow, a lot of disappointment. And we know that the government and FEMA, don't respond that much. So, we're pretty much going to be on our own. And so I think now is the time, to pull together, as Americans and even start putting some groups together, even some survival, ideas or meetings, that we could put together so that, if, when things do start going bad, that people will be able to work together. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I totally agree. I think that's what this whole plan is about, is Source Energy wants us all to pull together, to become oneness again and bring all the light workers and the healers and bring us all back together again as one and help one another. And I think that's what this whole plan is, this whole idea, and we just pray to God that, that things could get better, things can improve.
Now, the main thing is, like I mentioned, to be prepared, and helping others to be prepared. The main thing is getting that message out to as many people as you can, you know, and helping them to get prepared. I mean, there's tons of videos out there right now. You go into YouTube and get any kind of information that you want, you know, to help, you know, get prepared. And also, right now, you know, if you have any plastic jugs, empty milk jugs or whatever, I think, you know, it's start storing some of that either in your basement or under your bed or somewhere, you know, out of the way so that you know that it's available when that time comes. Because we have to have water, we have to have air in order to live. You can't live without water, without food for a little while, but you have to have something to survive on. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
You know, it just came to my attention, Roy, that I think that people need to start buying some oxygen tanks as also. Oxygen bottle tanks, you know, you can get them at Walmart, a reasonable price. You know, if you can get a bunch of those, that's, you know, a bunch of flashlights, some radios, you know, if you have a radio in your home, a ham radio, anything that you can do to communicate in case the power does go out. And like you say, some generators, just a lot of survival stuff, you know, a first aid kit. You know, keep a first aid kit, you know, a lot of, even a tent, you know, even get a tent. Just a lot of survival things, I think, is the most important thing. It's like going on a trip, you know, and preparing for that trip to go up that mountain, you know.
And that is so true. And, you know, you have to look at it this way. What if you were going to go on a trip for 30 days or even a couple of months? You know, what would you have to put together in order to survive up in the wilderness? And, you know, and I guess that's how you could look at it, you know, getting prepared to go on a camping trip. And
that's where people should start investing their money.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I would strongly recommend to invest in a gun. Some weapons, if you can, you know, keeping your homes, locked doors, you know, security cameras, whatever you can get, because it's going to come to that time, Roy, where we're not going to feel safe anymore, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, websites out there that give a lot of this information. You know, one of the favorite ones that I like is called offthegrid.com, and it has tons of videos, you know, tons of information, you know, and that's what you have to be prepared with is the knowledge. And there's a lot of people out there that know how to make, you know, different things, you know, traps,
like bow and arrows, and,
you know, bow and arrows,
survival stuff,
you know. Even if you had to make a slingshot, you know, to survive with, you know, that's what, you know, a lot of the early settlers, you know, they had to make their own weapons.
And that's what I meant by gun, you know, like you can, if you could shoot a, like an animal to eat, you know what I mean, just something survival that you could keep, you know. I know that they're making certain regulations and laws on how to get a gun. You know, and a lot of people are afraid of guns, you know. But if they can make a bow and arrow or something sharp, you know, they can use for hunting or something, you know, survival.
Yeah. I mean, you could even make your own weapons. Like I said, all you do is go into YouTube. It shows you how to make different kinds of slingshots, you know, out of metal. You know, I even used to make a slingshot out of a clothes hanger with rubber bands and make metal staples. I'd bend over, you know, staples and shoot them. I mean, they even worked as a weapon, you know.
Uh-huh.
We used to go after, you know, do some hunting with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lot of it is your creativity, you know, because that's where it's all going to be heading to, using your creativity and going into the bartering system with other people, with their creativity, and helping one another.
Well, you know, Roy, a lot of the Native Americans, they didn't believe in guns and stuff like that. So they, like I say, they used, you know, bow and arrows and things like that. And so they do things like that, and there's different things like that they used, you know. Like you said, a slingshot. You know, if you're afraid of anything that fires, you know, like I know, like some parents they want their kids to learn how to fire a gun, you know, taking the gun shooting classes and things like that, you know, safety gun, you know. And I think that's the first thing, the first step is learn the safety of a weapon, you know.
Well, that's good advice, and we hope that, you know, whatever information that we're giving out to our listeners will help them, you know, into getting prepared and getting ready, because we're not that far away, and things are turning and things are moving a lot faster than a lot of people, you know, have been predicting, you know. We feel that you know, this is going to happen really soon, and people should be ready.
Well, yeah, and like we were talking about, food's the most important thing, and water. You know, we can't survive without water and food and air. So, like I say, oxygen tanks are very important too. And even if you live by the ocean, I'd recommend, you know, like swimming, you know, goggles and you know, things that you can breathe underwater. You know, just anything that you can protect yourself and survival and all those things, you know. And you know, I just think it's necessary right now because the way things are. That's just me.
Well, that's all good advice, Adrian, and I know that, you know, you'll be blessed for, you know, any information that you can help others and make them feel a lot more confident, make them feel a lot more at ease, you know, and any information that we could share and, you know, any, you know, also with our readings also, you know, helping people and, you know, we welcome, you know, all our callers and listeners, you know, to call in and have a free reading tonight. And,
absolutely.
We have any callers right now, Adrian?
Yeah, we got another caller from the 901 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and what is your name and where are you from?
This is Lanice, and I'm calling from Memphis.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, I would like to know, is there any, do you get anything from me from Spirit, just generally, or anything that any information I need to receive at this time?
Okay, let's go ahead and... Adrian, what are you getting for her?
Well, I believe that right now you're going through a transformation and some healing. Have you been experiencing a lot of illness lately?
No. I'm working on my diet and eating better.
Well, maybe that's what I'm picking up. Maybe you need to work on maybe your health. Could be possible illness. So they're telling you to really focus on your health and your diet. mostly physical. How's your physical health?
I think it's pretty good. Like I said, I'm making diet corrections as far as I'm taking out gluten, sugar, and high carbs and things like that.
How's your stress?
Oh, stress is off the chain. I'm trying to. I just put in a 2-week notice at this job that I was working, and I've decided to give myself time to rest and recuperate and regenerate and reorganize and all this.
Okay, well, that's probably what I'm picking up then. What are you feeling about that, Roy, about the health issue?
Well, I pulled 3 cards on that edge, and one of them is the Wheel of Fortune, and it's turning in the opposite direction. And what are you getting from that, Agent?
Well, usually when it's in an opposite direction, it usually, you know, it's usually in a negative vibration. I think by raising your vibration, you know, getting enough sunlight, like you say, you know, focusing on your health. I was even thinking about that today. I was thinking, when I went back to work, they were taking away my Medicaid, and because I'm on Social Security. And so I started thinking today, I was like, why do I depend on so much on the medical so much? I think that if I focus more on my health and my vibration, we can depend off of that. We can depend off the lands. We can depend off, you know, because that's where it's all going to come down to anyways, is depending off all that. So if that's preventing me from working, then what it really is it's saying focus on your health. Focus on what's healthy for you, you know. And sometimes I know we go into that, temptation mode where we want to focus on the bad things, not the good things, you know.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought on that.
Yeah, well, I'm focusing in on my health, and I got to do better. Cause
sometimes if we have a health count first, sometimes that helps us too, because it helps us to, you know, to be more motivated to work on our health. I had a health coach once that used to call me about two times a week, and she used to say, okay, today you're going to plan this goal, today you're going to eat healthy, you're going to do this, you're going to go jogging, you're going to go out, you're going to meet people. And sometimes that helps too, you know, if we have a health counselor.
Yeah. I've been
and because we have to remind ourselves, we have to remind our subconscious, you know, and about all these healthy things.
Yeah.
You know how we were talking about the economy going bad, if we didn't have insurance or we couldn't afford it, then we have to start focusing on, like Roy said, our health, focusing on health stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with, herbs and things like that, like health stores, they're getting way expensive and people can't afford, you know, the healthy stuff, you know. So, but there's other ways of healing. Would you agree, Roy?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight I had this idea. I made some ginger water. I bought some fresh ginger root, and I ground it up in my little vegetable chopper thing, got it as small as I could, and I poured water into that container so I could get all the juices, and I called it Gingerade. I didn't put it in it. It's just ginger water, and it's really good. So I'm doing that as a way. If my body needed it, because I was led to get this raw ginger root and to do that, just thinking of it on my own. So I was obedient, made the ginger water, and
yeah.
I'm in the process of drinking it.
You know, I think a lot of our body, you know, tells us what we need. We just have to listen to our body, you know, what it might be lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it be exercise, whether it be, you know, getting more sunlight, whether it be, you know, more fresh air, or, you know, just going outdoors. And
more healthy oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could put in your house, or, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
More sleeping habits.
Yeah.
both on your sleeping habits. It's kind of like when you start working, when you get more active and you get your mind active, like my doctor said, start getting your mind active. You know, I started thinking about that, which helps depression and it helps anxiety. Because you don't think about it as much, and then you start working on your sleeping habits, you know, because you're forced to sleep. You know, you're forced to go to bed at night and get up at a certain hour and then go to work.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of force yourself. Kind of like when you were working graveyard, remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had to force yourself. You know,
did that for 15 years.
Yeah.
I was forcing myself every day just to live on, you know, 2 or 3 hours of sleep. Yeah, it's not wise, you know.
Yeah, that's
your body needs a recommended rest. It needs a recommended, you know, vitamins and minerals and you know, and plenty of fresh air and sunlight.
Now, would you say oils are very good, right? Would you say
your essential oils are very good. There's one called doTERRA. You could find it on Amazon, and you could even take them internally. You just put them in the eyedropper, drop a couple of drops of, you know, these essential oils and water, and drink that.
Now, speaking of water, how about alkaline water? Did you want to explain what that is?
Oh yeah, you know, water with alkaline is, see, different diseases can't live in alkaline body, so it's important that we have alkaline, you know, in our body to get rid of these. Because the reason, you know, people get cancer is because their pH level is too high. There's too much acid, you know, in their body. That's why it's, you know,
and I stopped, but I'm going to get back on it because I different, and I lost a lot of weight on it. So once I got water and started slipping back into my old patterns, the weight just came running back very quickly.
Yeah.
So
that's the temptation I'm talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's really easy to slip back into our old habits.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I think that temptation comes from our reptilian brain.
Yeah.
Because you know how you said that everyone has a reptilian brain?
Yeah.
And we crave certain things, like we crave pop. We crave cigarettes. Things that are unhealthy to our bodies, you know, that damage our bodies. Drugs, you know, anything that is prescribed to us, you know, that could damage our bodies and our minds, you know.
It's really weird.
And I think it's an addiction.
It is.
It's an addiction. So.
Would you consider yourself a happy person?
Well, I'm up and down. Some days I'm happy and some days I'm sad.
You know what brings happiness to you?
What?
Number one is your health. You know, you have to be in good health in order to be happy. Number two is your wealth. And then number three is relationship. You have to have all three. You can't have one without the other.
Okay.
So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you. And what's your feelings on that?
Were you speaking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as far as my health is concerned, it is, I'm dealing more with, I think, stress, and I'm trying to get that in balance. And my wealth, and I'm working on learning how to create what I want by using my mind and keeping the right focus on that I want and desire. As far as relationship goes, that's not going too well because it seems like now people really don't hear what I
say, and sometimes they don't see me. And then I'm not in a love one-on-one relationship with a man. So things are kind of quirky now with relationships.
But can you see how all three have to be in alignment?
Yes.
You know, it's not only health physically, but mentally and spiritually. You know, it has to be, you know, a combination of all health. And so it's almost once you get to that point where you're at the highest level of your health, then you'll start finding that, you know, the other two will seem to fall right into place. And the main thing is getting into a job that you would enjoy doing and not going to a job where you can't really stand being there. You know, it's important that you get in the kind of work that you enjoy doing.
I find what helps my addiction is being in a relationship. It helps to balance me because I'm a Gemini. And I was told by a psychic that the only thing that would balance me is by being in a relationship. So I have to find that perfect balance. You know, love is a very powerful tool as well. You know, if we focus on love, that can release addictions as well. You know, that can really transform a person. Love can.
Yes, I agree. Well, do you see a love relationship coming in for me anytime soon? Am I anywhere close to that?
Actually, there is. I just flipped the cards over, and there's some good news that you're going to be receiving about a social affair. You know, you're going to get an invitation, and this will be by, you know, a young man with light brown hair and hazel eyes. Adrian, what do you get from that card?
Well, the invitation could be a gift. You know, that's a gift card. I think that there's some energy gifts that will be given to you that will help you to accomplish this goal. Or it could be a gift from somebody that that just wants to, you know, invite you into their reality so that you can see things from a different perspective. You know, to program your mind, reprogram how you programmed yourself every day, you know. You know, getting out of the bad habits of like you said, bad health. And that's what you're looking for is relationship to balance you. And I think that's what everyone's lacking is balance, learning how to balance, learning how to ground, learning how to be one with the earth. And remember, whatever you take from the earth, you got to give back. So, you know, they say if you can urinate, you know, out in Mother Nature, that's another way of showing gratitude is by giving back to the earth because our body is part of the earth. It's part of the dirt.
So urinate
outside.
We
were created from the dust of the earth, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you got to give back to the earth. And that's what the Native Americans believe, you know.
Hmm.
And not just Native Americans, but it also says in the Bible that we were created from the dust of the earth, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And on this next card that I pulled, it's a fair-haired young man. A change of position or residence for the better. Have you been thinking about moving?
Yes, I've been thinking about it for a while, and my lease is where I live in was going to be in July of 13, and I'm really looking forward to moving in July of 2013, next year.
Oh, will that be in a different location? Yeah, I mean, will you be moving further away from where you're at right now, or will it be close by?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I don't have a specific place in mind yet. I know what I'm looking for, but I'm not sure of where the location will be.
Because I'm getting, once you do move, that it's going to be a lot better for you. You know, I think this is even going to help relieve a lot of stress, you know, that you've been experiencing.
That may be because my place is so small and it's very stressful for me because I don't really have enough room to, you know, place my things, and everything doesn't have a place. It's kind of cramped, and that makes me very uncomfortable.
Have you been, I'm getting also on this third card that I pulled that, would you consider yourself a gambler?
No.
Because it's saying that you've been experiencing some losses.
No, I don't gamble, you know, like at the casino or
I mean, there's different kinds of gambling.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you could be making investments, you know, into things that didn't, you know, bring any money back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might even have spent your money on something that you didn't get any kind of return from.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that. I've shot myself in the foot a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. The main thing is there's a lady by the name of Carolyn Mice. She's an author. She's
mm-hmm.
the one who wrote about the sacred contracts. And what she says is that you should only invest into things that you get a return. So, you know, a lot of it is whether it be your energy or your time or your money, you know, that you should get some kind of return back on what you invest into. And another thing, too, is my guides are telling me that you need to learn, pick up one of her books called The Sacred Contract, and you could learn more about our archetypes and how they work, and either, you know, they either work for us or they work against us. Adrian, why don't you explain to her what the sacred contract's about?
Well, Roy, it goes back to saying, you know, that we all created a contract before we came here from the pre-existence, you know, when we came here to the earth, and we made a soul agreement. And with that soul agreement, you know, we made certain contracts with certain individuals, certain people that we've made contact with in our circle. And with those agreements, it could be for any reason. It could be relationship, money, partnership, you know, soulmates, twin flames, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any contract. Could even be health, you know, like you say, you know, we're learning lessons about, from certain people about health. So, and with these contracts, we also made contracts with other agreements, such as archetypes, and those archetypes work with us and they work against us, and that's how they work. You know, they work in duality, which is the shadow side, and the light side. So depending on what side we act upon is how they're going to affect us.
And do you have an understanding of what an archetype is?
It's, well, not very clearly, but I'm thinking it's like having a tendency of being a certain way.
An archetype could be just about anything. I mean, it could be something that you know, enjoy. You know, that could even be an archetype. It could be something that you do, you know, every day because, you know, you are, you know, feel connected with that.
Or it could be an object.
Yeah, it could be an object. We were assigned certain archetypes with us. Do you want to give her a little information on that, Adrian?
Well, as an example, you know, we were assigned to different guides, and these guides were helped us to kind of guide us and direct us in a good direction or a bad direction. So if the archetype comes from the light side, like for an example, if you had an archetype that was an angel, then the angel would be, you know, of the light, and the angel would guide you towards the light. If it's a fallen angel, then it would, you know, it would help, it would kind of help you go in the opposite direction, you know, but it would also give you certain power and protection also. So there's kind of good and bad, kind of pros and cons on both sides. You know, that's the beauty of people who are neutral. You know, some people are neutral, some people are universal, and some people are just one way. You know, they're just straight shot one way, and you know, like a Christian or a priest you know, whatever, you know, any religion. So it just kind of depends on what your beliefs are and what your intentions are, what you're focusing on.
You know, can you see how this would affect your relationship? Were you, from what you were mentioning, you know, that you've had some, you know, problems with your relationships in the past, how these archetypes could even be working against your relationship and not with your relationship?
That could be very possible too, you know, that your archetype could even be people that you've made contact with, you know, like a guide. You know, they can come in and this person could be a soulmate, and there's something you need to learn from that soulmate, so, and they could be a guide as well. So if they're a guide as well, plus your soulmate, then it can also be an archetype as well. So you need to kind of work with that archetype by teaching them lessons, you know. So, like I say, it's based on your perception on how you perceive your archetype. Because like Roy says, it can be anything.
Yeah.
So it's unlimited.
So I really recommend if you go to the library, you know, and check on that book, or you can go to Barnes & Noble's, or, you know, even through Amazon and order that book. I mean, Nathan has it, and, you know, we both, you know, bought it and read it, and you'll be amazed with the information that this author was able to come up with on these sacred contracts. And see, we didn't know anything about it, and then we had a lady tell us one day that we were working with, and she goes, "Well, you have a contract with me." And I did not have any idea of what she was talking about until shortly after we had found out about this sacred contract through another friend that had, you know, given us some information on the sacred contracts, and we were amazed.
Well, another thing is I wanted to mention, Roy, about Geotrans. Did you want to explain a little bit about what Geotran does?
Well, what that is, it's sacred geometry. And what it is that we have seven major chakras in our body, but a lot of people don't know, but we have hundreds of little spin points that are around our body also. What the chakra does is you say a certain set of numbers in that area, and you're turning your hand, you know, clockwise as you're saying these numbers. And what that does, it brings everything back into balance. You know, what you might be experiencing, you know, in your life, and it helps to bring more, you know, it relieves stress, you know, when you use the positive points, and it brings a lot of balance, you know, back into your body.
Do you want to explain how it affects long?
Hello.